May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo mi eto Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia tose yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mi Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo eto yi si wa lati ilese Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jesu Christi lo gbe to yi kale eni ami ro ranse Olorun alaye ilu maka oni wasu agbaye ni ajinrere alabi job Olorun lo lori eto yi e je ka farabale ka wa nkan fidile kawo boro olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kon gbe kon gbe lati na ogba ajara ti le aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eyin di ohun ilu alaafia
Glory be to God in the highest.
Ogoni fun Olorun loke orun.
Give thanks to God for the opportunity we have to come your way.
Adupe fun lowo Olorun fun anfani ti ani lati wa soju ona yin
lo. You have your neighbors with you and your families with you there.
Agbagbo gidigidi pe awon aladugbo yin ti wa pelu yin
be. And we trust that as you are listening to the word of God today.
Asi ngbagbo pe bi e se ngbo oro Olorun loni.
The word of God will come to you with power and with truth.
Oro Olorun yo to yin wa pelu agbara ti otito.
And the spirit of grace will cause the word of God to manifest in your life.
Emi ori ofe yo si wa mu ki oro Olorun ko wa si se
ile loju ayin. Miracle coming your way today.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu kan bọ̀ wá sí ojú ọ̀nà yín lónìí.
There is a divine intervention coming your way today.
Ìdásí láti òkè kan bọ̀ wá sí ọ̀nà yín lónìí.
So quickly invite your families and your neighbors.
Nítorí náà tètè pé àwọn aládùúgbò yín àti àwọn ará ilé yín.
As we go into the world.
Bí a sì ṣe ń lọ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
Something great is going to happen to you.
Nǹkan tó lágbára yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
Today we want to quickly turn to the book of Ezekiel.
Lónìí a fẹ́ tètè lọ sínú ìwé Ezekiel.
Chapter 34.
Orí kẹrin ó lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
We read from verse 1-5 and 11-12.
A ó kà láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sí ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún, a ó sì ka ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá sí ẹsẹ̀
And then we quickly jump to John chapter 10.
Bẹ́ẹ̀kan náà ó sáré lọ sí ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kẹwa.
Verse 6-11.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá.
John chapter 10.
Ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kẹwa.
Verse 6-11.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá.
So we are reading now Ezekiel chapter 34.
Nísìnyí a fẹ́ kà láti inú ìwé Ezekiel orí kẹta ó lé orí kẹrin lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
From verses number 1-5.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sí ẹsẹ̀
ìkarùn-ún. And then we go to 11 and 12.
A ó wá lọ sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá sí ẹsẹ̀
ìkejìlá. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa sì tọ̀ mí wá wípé.
Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flocks?
Ọmọ ènìyàn sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ sí àwọn olùṣọ́ àgùntàn Ísírẹ́lì, sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ kí o sì wí fún wọn pé báyìí ni Olúwa Ọlọ́run wí fún àwọn olùṣọ́ àgùntàn, pé ègbé ni fún àwọn olùṣọ́ àgùntàn Ísírẹ́lì tí ń bọ ara wọn, àwọn olùṣọ́ àgùntàn kì bá bọ́ ọwọ́ ẹran.
Ye eat the fat and ye clothe you with the wool, ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock.
Ẹ̀yin jẹ ọ̀rá, ẹ sì fi irun àgùntàn bóra, ẹ pa àwọn tí ó sanra, ẹ kò bọ́ agbo ẹran.
The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye healed them.
Ẹ̀yin kò mú aláìlera lára le, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ kò mú èyí tí ó sàn lé ara dá, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ kò di èyí tí a sá lọ́gbẹ́, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ kò tún mú èyí tí a ti lé lọ padà bọ̀, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ kò wá èyí tí ó sọnù, ṣùgbọ́n ipa àti ìkà li ẹ fi ń ṣe àkóso wọn.
And they were scattered because there is no shepherd and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered.
A sì tú wọn ká nítorí tí olùṣọ́ àgùntàn kò sí, wọ́n sì di oúnjẹ fún gbogbo ẹranko ìgbẹ́ nígbà tí a tú wọn ká.
Verse 11-12.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá sí
kejìlá. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out.
Báyìí, nítorí báyìí li Olúwa ọmọ ogun wí, kíyèsí, èmi àní èmi, o bere awon agutan mi emi o si wa won ri.
As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day.
Gege bi oluso agutan ti wa owo eran re ri le ojo ti o wa laarin awon agutan re ti o nfonka Beni emi o wa agutan mi ri emi o si gba won nibi gbogbo ti won ti fonka si li ojo kuku ati okun biribiri.
And let's quickly turn to John chapter 10 verse 6 to 11.
Eje ki a sare lo si we Johanu ori kewa ese ikefa si ese ikokanla.
This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they which he spake unto them.
Owe yi ni Jesu pa fun won sugbon oye ohun ti nkan won ni je tin so fun won ko ye won.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Nitori na Jesu tun wi fun won pe looto looto ni mo wi fun yin emi ni ilekun awon agutan.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
Ole ati olosa ni gbogbo awon ti o wa siwaju mi sugba awon agutan ko gbo ti
won. I am the door, by me if any man enter him he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Emi ni ilekun bi enikan ba ba odo mi wole onle a o gbala yo wole yo si jade yo si riko riko.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
O le ki wa bi ko se lati jale ati lati parun emi wa ki won ki o le niye ani ki won ki o le ni lopo.
Verse 11.
Ese iko kanla.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Emi ni oluso agutan rere, oluso agutan rere fi emi re lile fun.
Let us pray.
Eje ka gbadura.
Our Father and our God.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
This is the hour you have chosen.
Akoko ti e ti yan ni.
To reveal yourself to your people.
Lati fi ara yan fun awon eniyan.
We are by the preaching of your word today.
A gbadura pe nipa iwaasu oro yin loni.
You will save the souls of the sinner.
E o gba okan awon elese la.
You will deliver those who are held bondage.
E o tu awon to wa ninu igbe ko sile.
You will open the eyes of the blind.
E si la oju awon afoju.
You will raise the sick.
E si gbe awon to lu wa ninu aisan dide.
And the year of the Lord's favor will be declared.
A o si wa kede odun atewo.
Today you will do this for your people.
I say you fun awon eyin loni.
In Jesus name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Our topic today is
Ori oro wa loni ni.
Who is your shepherd?
Tani oluso agutan re.
We are starting two messages, which is a two part message today.
Anwo et anwo meji loni.
And a message that is in two parts.
O eko to wa ni ipele meji.
So we'll be dealing with who is your shepherd for the next 2 weeks.
Awon mo wo tani oluso agutan re fun ose meji sisin yi.
So we must understand what we are dealing with here today.
Agbodo ni oyo nti a nso nipa re nbi loni.
I have two questions to ask today
from
the scriptures.
Mo ni ibere meji ti mo fe bere lati nu bibeli.
And so that we'll be able to understand what we are talking about here.
Ki a le ni oyo nti a nso nibi yi.
It is important for us to understand the teachings of this word.
Oni se fun wa lati ni oye awon ikeko won ye.
Because we are under people.
Nitori pe a wa labe awon eniyan.
People are under us.
Awon eyan si wa labe
wa. We are under certain authorities.
A wa labe awon ase kan.
Certain authorities are over us.
Awon ase kan wa lori wa.
Somebody rightly said,
enikan so pe
true freedom
pe ominira otito
is only found
akan leri
in knowing who your master is.
Nipa ta ba mata ni oga wa je.
And knowing the person who masters you.
Tati pe nipa ti a ba mata ni oga wa.
What rules and controls you.
Ataba ma ase to ndari wa.
If you are a servant or a slave to sin,
ti o ba je eru tabi o mo se labese,
the freedom and the liberty you will have
ominira ti o ni
will be stipulated by sin.
Ese ni yo ma so fun o.
If you are a servant or a child of the living God,
ti o ba je omo tabi iranse Olorun alaye,
and you submit to God,
to si wa fi ara re fun Olorun,
only the liberty that the true living God permits
ominira ti Olorun alaye nikan fi le
is what you experience. And from Genesis to Revelation,
lati Genesis de ifihan,
the Bible explains this picture vividly for us to understand.
Bibeli sala yawo ran daada fun wa.
Right from the day man was created in the book of Genesis,
lati ti Daniel ninu iwe Genesis,
man was placed subservient to something.
Agbe eniyan si ori awon kankan.
At the beginning,
ni ibere,
he was placed subservient under somebody.
Agbe eniyan si abe enikan.
At the beginning,
ni ibere,
Adam and Eve were created.
Adamu àti Eva.
To rule on earth.
Láti jọba lórí ilẹ̀ ayé.
But they were placed under the purpose of their creation.
Ṣùgbọ́n a gbé wọn sí abẹ́ ète ìdáwọ́.
In other words, the creator gave them a purpose.
Ìnáná mìíràn tún máa dúpẹ́ ẹlẹ́dà fún wọn ní ète kan.
They were as free as much as the purpose permitted them.
Wọ́n ní òmìnira bí ète tá a fi dá wọn ṣe gbà wọ́n láyè tó.
The day they rebelled against the purpose.
Ọjọ́ tí wọ́n ṣe lòdì sí ète.
They chose another master.
Wọ́n yan ọ̀gá mi.
And that master was sin.
Ọ̀gá náà sì ní ẹsẹ̀.
Before sin came.
Kó tó di pé ẹsẹ̀ dé.
All that came Adam and Eve had to do in the garden.
Ogbogbo ti Adamu àti Eva ní láti ṣe nínú ọgbà.
Was to dominate creation.
O ní láti jẹ gàba lórí gbogbo ń tàdá.
Was to rule all over creation.
O ní láti jẹ gàba lórí gbogbo ń tàdá.
Was to rule on earth.
O ní láti ṣàkóso lórí ilé ayé.
And apart from that.
Yàtọ̀ fún èyí.
There was an instruction.
Ìtọ́ni kan wà.
Which was like a clause.
Tó dàbí ọ̀rọ̀ tá a fi sọ pé.
Which kept the freedom or the liberty of Adam and Eve in check.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí ló mú kí òmìnira àti àǹfààní tí Adamu ní wà
nínú òní. God said to them, you are free to do anything.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé ẹ lè ṣe tó bá wù yín.
But you must not eat of this tree.
Ṣùgbọ́n o gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ nínú igi yìí.
Many people have raised questions about why God will have a tree in the garden.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ èèyàn ló ti ń béèrè pé kí ló dé tí Ọlọ́run fi igi sínú ọgbà.
Without God putting that clause there.
Tí Ọlọ́run ọba fi kókó yìí síbẹ̀.
If God came the next day into the garden.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá padà wá lọ́jọ́ kejì sínú ọgbà.
Adam and Eve had the right to send him out.
Adamu àti Eva wọ́n ní àǹfààní láti lé e jáde.
Because there was no clause.
Torí wípé kò sí tó ń dí wọn lọ́wọ́.
Explaining that they were still under someone.
Kò sí tó ń ṣàlàyé fún wọn pé wọ́n sì tún wà lábẹ́
ẹnìkan. So when God said you shall not eat this.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run sọ pé o gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ yìí.
He was simply saying I'm still in charge.
Ó ń sọ fún wọn pé mo sì tún wà lójú iṣẹ́ o.
So they were subservient to God.
Nítorí náà wọ́n wà lábẹ́ ìdarí Ọlọ́run.
It's like when you send a kid to school.
Ó dàbí ẹni pé ńgbà tẹ bá rán ọmọ lọ
iléèwé. And you said you are free to do anything.
Ẹ sì wá sọ fún ọmọ pé o láǹfààní àti ṣe tó wù ọ́.
Play with your friends.
O lè ṣeré pẹ̀lú àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ.
Study very hard.
Kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ rẹ dáadáa.
But you must understand.
O gbọ́dọ̀ lóye pé.
The result.
Àbájáde.
At the end of the term must come to me.
Nígbà tí àkọ́kọ́ ìkẹ́kọ̀ọ́ bá parí, o gbọ́dọ̀ mú wá
sọ́dọ̀ mi. It doesn't matter the freedom the student the child enjoys in school.
Kò ní ṣe pẹ̀lú òmìnira tí ọmọ yìí gbádùn rẹ̀ níléèwé.
Because there is a clause that the result must go back to the parents.
Nítorí pé ọ̀rọ̀ kan ti wà pé èsì ìdánwò gbọ́dọ̀ padà sílé lọ́dọ̀ àwọn
òbí. It means the child is still under the control of the parents.
Ó sì túmọ̀ sí wípé ọmọ yìí sì tún bẹ lábẹ́ àṣẹ àwọn
òbí. And so from Genesis to Revelation.
Láti Genesis dé ìwé ìfihàn.
Man kept changing and having masters over them.
Ènìyàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yípo, ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní onírúurú ọ̀gá.
And along the line.
Nígbà tọ́rọ̀ sí ń lọ.
God sent the Ten Commandments.
Ọlọ́run fi òfin mẹ́wàá ránṣẹ́.
The Ten Commandments was not to enslave them.
Òfin mẹ́wàá kì í ṣe láti dì wọ́n ní gbẹ̀kùn.
It was to lead them back to the right master.
Ó ní láti dá wọn padà sí ọ̀dọ̀ ọ̀gá tó tọ́.
Who give them the liberty they can get in righteousness.
Ẹni tí yóò fún wọn ní òmìnira tí wọ́n lè rí nínú ìwà mímọ́.
But they could not keep the Ten Commandments.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò lè pa òfin mẹ́wàá mọ́.
And God began to send prophets.
Ọlọ́run bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rán àwọn wòlíì sí wọn.
But along the line in the book of Ezekiel that we read.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí a ṣe ń tẹ̀síwájú nínú ìwé Ezekiel ti àrùkà.
The story changed.
Ìtàn yí padà.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wípé.
The shepherds that were supposed to care for the flock.
Àwọn olùṣọ́ àgùntàn tó yẹ kó bójú tó àgbo Ísíráélì.
The nation of Israelites symbolizes the people upon whom God cares.
Àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè Ísíráélì ó dúró fún àwọn ènìyàn tí Ọlọ́run ń bójú tó.
That is upon whom God shows his care.
Ó túmọ̀ sí àwọn ènìyàn tí Ọlọ́run bìkítà fún.
And not the people that are supposed to guide them back into the fold of freedom and righteousness.
Àwọn tó wá yẹ kó darí wọn sínú òmìnira tó wà nínú ìwé ìgbésí ayé òtítọ́.
They now begin to manipulate, dominate and intimidate the sheep.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dọwọ́ rú, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yí ohun padà, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe àwọn àgùntàn
bó ṣe wù wọ́n. Let's quickly answer these two
questions. Ẹ jẹ́ ká yára dáhùn béèrè méjì yìí.
And so we must understand.
A sì gbọ́dọ̀ lóye.
The Bible is asking us directly today.
Bíbélì ń bi wá léèrè ní tààrà lónìí.
Who is your shepherd?
Ta ni olùṣọ́ àgùntàn rẹ?
Whoever is your shepherd?
Ẹni tí olùṣọ́ àgùntàn rẹ bá jẹ́.
Determines your freedom?
Oni yóò sọ irú òmìnira tó ní.
Determines your liberty?
Oni yóò sọ irú bó ṣe láǹfààní tó.
Determines your destiny?
Oni yóò sọ àyànmọ́ rẹ.
It determines what happens to you in life.
Oni yóò sọ tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọnu ayé yìí.
There are so many people listening to me today.
Ọ̀pọ̀ èèyàn ló ń gbọ́ mi lónìí.
The reason why you are in the situation you are in.
Ìdí tó fi wà ní ipò tó wà yẹn.
Is because your master.
Ni wípé ọ̀gá rẹ.
Has defined your life.
Ó ti ṣàlàyé ayé rẹ.
Your master has defined your life.
Ọ̀gá rẹ ti sọ báyé rí ó ṣe rí.
And so Jesus Christ in the book of John chapter 10.
Jésù Kristì nínú ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kẹwàá.
Wanted to offer the people listening to him a choice to choose a master who will care for them.
Ó fẹ́ fi àǹfààní fún àwọn tó ń gbọ́ lati yan olu oga ti yo boju to aye won.
By the way, who is a shepherd is the first question.
Kati e to lo si waju ta loluso agutan gan.
A shepherd is a person who takes care of animals.
Oluso agutan ni eni ti o wa to sakoso awon eran.
Domesticated animals.
Awon eran to wa labe akoso.
In other words, these are animals that are reared by man and live with men.
Awon eran yi ni awon eran ti eniyan sin ti won sin gbe pelu eniyan.
It could be a sheep, it could be a cattle, it could be anything.
O le je agutan, o le je malu, o le je onkohun.
But to be a shepherd.
Sugbon lati je oluso agutan.
Means to guide and to direct animals.
O ni lati to ati lati drabo bo awon eran.
And the work of the shepherd is very clear.
O yi se awon oluso agutan o si han gbangba.
Take care of the sheep.
O ni lati boju to awon agutan.
Take care of the sheep.
O ni lati boju to awon agutan.
Guide the sheep.
Ma dari awon agutan.
Lead the sheep.
Ma to awon agutan yen.
Feed the sheep.
Ma bo awon agutan.
And so the shepherd.
En tori na awon oluso agutan.
Is such a familiar picture to the children of Israel.
O je iru ohun ti awon omo Israeli mo dada.
And so Jesus Christ used this same picture in the book of John chapter 10.
Jesus wa lo aworan yi kan na inu iwe Johanu ori kewa.
The Bible explains three things that the shepherd in the book of Ezekiel did not do for the sheep.
Bibeli salaye nkan meta ti awon oluso agutan o se fun awon omo Israeli ninu iwe Ezekiel.
In Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 3.
Inu iwe Ezekiel ori kerin le ni ogbon ise keta.
The Bible says the people that are shepherds that are supposed to take care of the people of Israel.
Bibeli wi pe awon toju oluso agutan to ye ko toju awon omo Israeli.
They are not feeding the sheep.
Won o ma bo awon agutan.
In other words, this masters over the nation of Israel.
Loro miran awon oga lori awon orilede Israeli
did not care about food for the sheep.
Won o ti e bikita ni po nje fun awon agutan.
I don't know what master you have.
Eh ma oga to ne.
I don't know what situation you are going through.
Eh ma nto nla koja.
I don't know what you have been deprived of.
Eh ma that if you do all be eto.
But whatever food you have available to you,
gbogbo oru onje to ba wa ni kawo re,
is directly linked to the shepherd who is shepherding your life.
O ni se pelu uru oluso agutan to ndari aye
re. So the shepherd of Israel were not feeding them.
Awon oluso agutan Israel won o ma bo won.
In verse 4, the Bible says the shepherd did not care about the situation of the sheep.
Ni ese kerin bibeli wi pe awon oluso agutan yo bikita nipa ohun to sele si awon agutan.
The Bible says some of these sheep were sick.
Bibeli wi pe okan die nu awon agutan yi ara won o ti eda.
Some of them are broken.
Pe awon kan won ti farapa.
Some of them are injured.
Awon kan ti ni ijamba.
But the shepherd did not care about them.
Awon oluso agutan o si bikita fun yen rara.
But that is not all.
Iyen po ako ni gbogbo ohun to sele.
The Bible says in verse 5 to 6 of the book of Ezekiel chapter 34.
Bibeli so ni ese karun si ese kefa iwe Ezekiel ori kerin le ni ogbon.
That the shepherd ought to guide them, but the shepherds of Israel refused to guide them.
Pe awon oluso agutan ye ko dari won sugbon won ko lati dari won.
So the shepherd should feed.
Awon oluso agutan ye ko
fi won bo
won. O ye ki won bikita fun won.
And the shepherd should guide.
O si ye kan to won.
And so this is the situation of the nation of Israel.
Bi orilede Israel is se rire.
And so God determined in the book of Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 11 to 12.
Olorun wa pe ninu iwe Ezekiel ori kerin le ni ogbon. E se kokan lati ese kejila.
Since the available masters of Israel are not taking care of Israel.
Nigba to je pe awon oga Israel yi won wa bi okita fun won.
He said himself will go out and seek them.
O wa wi pe ohun funra ro won o jade lo won lo wa won.
He himself will go out to go and shepherd them.
Ohun funra ro won o jade lo won lo soluso agutan.
And so when in John chapter 10 Jesus Christ rose up and declared, I am the good shepherd. Everyone listening there who knew their Bible would know that he was referring to Ezekiel 34. But we must understand. The book of John is not just written of narrative. I mean, it's not just written as stories by stories in such a way that you just read and read and read.
Oh yeah, ko ni oye wipe akoko iwe Johanu gege bi iwe tan to kaka to si ka to si kalasan.
To be able to understand who the good shepherd is,
lati ni oye eni ti oluso agutan rere je,
you must understand that the book of John is written in such a way that two stories are packed together for it to be understood interdependently.
O ye ki o ni oye wi pe inu iwe Johanu yi itan meji la ka la ko papo ki o le ni oye re.
So whenever you are studying the book of John,
nigba ti o ba nka iwe Johanu,
and you are reading a certain part,
to wa ka bala kan,
you must find the twin parts of that story.
Ogbodo wa bala keji itan yen.
Or else you will not understand John.
Oye yen le ma yo dada.
So the book of John chapter 10,
iwe Johanu ori ke wa yen,
can only be understood in the light of John chapter 9.
Oye re le ye wa nigba ti a ba ka iwe Johanu ori kesan.
Because Jesus not just come out to fulfill Ezekiel 34 verse 11 to 12.
Tori Jesu o kan jade lati wa mu iwe Ezekiel ori kerin le ni ogbon ese kokan lati keji lase.
He showed in John chapter 9.
O fi han ni iwe Johanu ori kesan.
The situation of Israel.
Ipo ti Israel wa.
This situation can be similar to your situation.
Ipo yi le o le farape ti e na.
In the book of John chapter 9, there was a blind man there.
Ninu iwe Johanu ori kesan okunrin aboju kan wa nbe.
We know two things about this blind man.
Amo nkan meji ni pe okunrin aboju
yi. The Bible says he was born blind.
Pinka akoko ni pe Bible so wi pe abi la foju
ni. If you read John chapter 9 verse 1 to 3.
Ti e ba ka iwe Johanu ori kesan ese kini ese keta.
They found this man who was born blind.
Ari okunrin ti abi la foju yi.
He was not just born blind.
Ki se pa kan bi la foju ni kan.
The Bible says he was stigmatized.
Bible wa so pe o ati e ti le apele buburu kan ma la.
The disciple said, is it the sin of this man or the sin of the pain that made him to be born blind?
Awon me yin ni se ese okunrin yi ni abi ta won obi re lo mu ka bi la foju.
They remember the book of Psalm 51 verse 5.
Won rati iwe orin David ori kokan le ni adota ese
kan. The psalmist said sin is not just what I do, it can also be inherited.
Tini bi ti oni samu ti wi pe ese ki se nkan ti mo kan da o je nti bo tun le jogun e papa.
But the question I would have loved to ask the disciple is this.
Sugbon ibere ti mba fe bi awon me yin ni.
If this man was born blind because of his sin.
Ti okunrin yi ti a ba bi la foju nitori ese re.
Did he first sin and then come back to be born?
Se o ti koko dese ka wa to bi ni.
You see the question of these disciples.
Se ri ibere awon me yin ye.
That is why you do not need to listen to labels that have been attached to you.
Idi nu to je pe o gbodo mo gbo on ti apele ti awon yen ti le mo.
Every label that you have been given.
Gbogbo apele tabi alemo ti won ti le mo lara.
Maybe they say you are barren.
Boya won wi pe agan ni o.
It is senseless before God.
Ko ne tumo ni waju Olorun.
Maybe they say you are poor.
Boya won wi pe otosi ni o.
It is rubbish before God.
O je nti o ni lari ni waju Olorun.
They said to him, they said, did this man sin? Is it the result of the sin of this man that he was born blind?
When he say abayo ri ese okunrin lo mu ka bi la foju ni.
At least if he's going to face the consequence of his sin.
To ti o ba wa ti e doju ko abayo ri ese re.
He should have been born with his two eyes open.
O ye ka koko bi pelu oju re meji to
lana. Then he will sin.
Ko wa dese.
Then the sin now will bring the repercussion of blindness.
Ese o wa mu abayo ri ese wa.
But they said that this man sin, that's why he was born blind.
Pe se o ti dese ka to bi la foju ni.
You will not ask when did he sin.
O wa bere pe
did he sin before he was born?
So ti dete ka to bi ni.
It doesn't matter.
Konise.
Because Jesus did not even respond to them.
Jesu o ti e down si yen.
Jesus not gave one reason why he was the good shepherd.
Jesu wa fun won ni idi kan to n fi je oluso agutan rere.
By the grace of God we will finish this lesson next week.
Ni ose ti mo o pari eko ye.
But Jesus answer is the answer I have offered to you today.
Sugbon idahun Jesu o ni idahun ti mo fe fun Olorun.
Don't forget that God wants you to understand that the shepherd of your life define and determine your life.
Ma gbagbe pe Olorun fe ko ni oye yi pe eni to ba je oluso agutan aye re ni.
Where you are right now is the consequence of the one who masters you.
Ibi to wa loni abayori eni to nsakoso aye re ni.
And so you must understand this truth.
O si gbodo ni oye otito yi.
Jesus said this man who was born blind.
Jesus wi pe okunrin ta bi la foju yi.
He said it was so that the works of God will be made manifest in him.
Pe ki a le fi si Olorun hanu aye re ni.
Many people have tried to answer what is the works of God.
Apolopo eyan lo tin gbianju ati dan pe kini si Olorun gan.
Until we get to the book of John chapter 6 verse 29.
O di gba ta ba lo si iwe Johanu ori kefa ese kokande ni ogbon.
If you have your Bible there with me, just turn to John 6:29.
To ba ni bibeli re nbe yen si pelu mi si Johanu ori kefa ese kokande logbon.
Jesus defined what it means by the works of God.
Jesu salaye to nso nipa ise Olorun gan.
The Bible says this is the work of God.
Bibeli wi pe yi ni ise Olorun.
That you believe in God.
Pe ki o gba Olorun gbo.
And you believe in the one Jesus whom he sent his son.
Ko si gba gbo ninu eni to ran Jesu eni to ran.
That is the work of God that is supposed to be manifest in the life of this man.
O ise Olorun to ye ko ma fara ninu aye okunrin ye.
It's for him to believe.
O ni lati fun lati gbagbo.
It's for him to be saved.
O ni loko akade ni igbala.
And so the Bible says.
Bibeli wa wi pe.
When you go to John chapter 9 verse 35.
Ta ba lo sinu we Johanu ori kesan ese ko ese
John 9:35.
Juanu ori kesense karun de logoji.
The Bible says.
Bibeli wipe.
When Jesus heard that they had cast him out.
Jesus gbo pe won ti ti so.
And when he had found him, he said unto him.
Nigba ti o si wipe.
Does that believe on the Son of God?
Iwo gba omo Olorun gbo bi.
Does that believe the Son of God?
Iwo gba omo Olorun gbo bi.
And he answered. Who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him? Listen to what verse 37 says. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. In other words, if this man's eyes were not opened, he would not be able to see the Lord upon whom he must believe. That is why Jesus Christ says he is blind, so that the works of God will be manifest. And we have sent that in book John 6 verse 29 that the work of God is to believe. The only way for Jesus the good shepherd to get to this man was to make sure that this man's eyes see so that he will be able to behold the Lamb.
Who says?
And so Jesus Christ said, I am the one, you can see me now. And the Bible says this man believed. The works of God was manifest in him. That is what the good shepherd came to do. He came to offer liberation to those who are
head
bondage. I don't know what you are going through today, but I bring to you an offer of a good shepherd. If you
will
choose him today, he will make manifest his work in you. You will be saved. You will be delivered.
And
you will be healed. That is why he died on the cross. He took your sin upon himself. He died in your place. He was buried and he rose again. And now I lift up Jesus before you. Do you want a new shepherd? Do you want a good shepherd? Will you pardon and say, Lord Jesus, all this while I have chosen masters for myself. Today I choose you as my shepherd. You are the good shepherd. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. From today, I give myself to you. Manifest your work in me. For I believe in you. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you as you have made that decision. In Jesus Christ's name.
Oruko Jesu Kristi.
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job, and the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gifts now to the address, Christ Headquarters Complex, Pakpa Alapu, off Adeniro Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomosho. Email copia_ics@yahoo.com.
Latin can be organized. Are you saying? Letting Jaladu to Tim Fesen in Leon Jobon, Tonwa Latin and Rolon Alai, Ajin Ria Bayeni, Enio Walla Bijo, Faith Partners Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Losunigba way to ye, Fugbeleki Golon. You wanna let Jala back me at you on the wall, that is your Nigba way to none. Nepa 50 prefer to your answer, see Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Lapo of Adena Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ugumasho, a quotative answer, P.O. Box 1912, Ugumasho, email. copia_ics@yahoo.com. E tun pade wa lori eto yi lojo mejo ni dede asiko yi kan na. Alaafi Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin.